Blog Talk Radio.
Who they talking about? They talking about me, Serena Speaks. A hot new show coming to you straight out of Atlanta, Georgia. The king of the South. So you can say, I'm the queen. Bring you nothing but the best and the hottest talent from around the world. I'm your host, Serena, and I'm about to speak. Are you listening? Of course you are. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Serena Speaks. I'm your host, Serena, and I am running late, yes, I know. I'm just coming from rehearsal of the famous Mike Ben show. So, you guys, we really need you guys to come out and show love for the cast and also Mr. Mike Ben himself, the director, the creator, the man himself, Mike Ben. We really, 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 really need your help to come out and pack the seats so we can get picked up. So that's basically the main thing right now is getting picked up where we're supposed to be and just growing from there. So if you could go to MikeBen.com, MikeBenLive.com, that would be awesome because we really would appreciate that. Really, really would. We have a great show scheduled for you today, Miss Annie O. A female artist out of Savannah. Well, she's not from Savannah, but that's where she's living at right now. She's from up north or Midwest. And she'll be able to tell you everything, all details. I want to come from her mouth as soon as we get situated. But it's been a great week. This weather has been up and down. One minute it's freezing. The next minute, oh my goodness, it's not even doing anything. It's just it's calm, it's warm, it's, you know, it's livable. But when you get to the freezing weather, and us people from down south, we really are not used to it. Really, we're really not. I'm hoping Annie O comes in with us, and we'd be able to give you a great show. But I want, how you guys been? Is everything been okay? Call in and tell me about your week. I really want to hear it. Has it been exciting, romantic? Like, seriously, what have it been for you? Is it good? Have you ran into an old fling, or is your career taking off, or what? Like, I mean, I want to know. Can you tell me? But we're going to start the show soon. I'm going to tell you something. Working in show business is pretty hard because you're dealing with all these chicks that think they're somebody or want to be somebody or been in their first production or second and think they just know everything and don't know anything. Too busy trying to tell you what to do instead of trying to do their own part. And what I love about Mike Ben, he has a way of putting everybody in their place, and I think it's helpful because, you know, you have to sit some people down, especially women. I don't too much deal with women. The ones I do deal with are bona fide bosses, like literally bona fide bosses. So I don't really deal with riffraff, and it's kind of hard when you're dealing with these chicks, and they really just, they think they know, but they don't know, and then when they find out you done worked on way more stuff than they ever could, it's hilarious, so, I don't know. And then when they find out I have a show, they want to get in it. No, boo-boo, no. But, yeah, really. Okay, I'm trying to get everything together, but the moral to my story is, to what I'm saying is, when you're faced with opportunity, don't let your ego or your attitude get you booted. That happens to so many people, and you can have talent. You can literally have talent, but I mean, your mouth would get you, because, like, we're missing a girl that was there, that's not there anymore. Why? Probably because of her mouth. And that's just being real, you know. That's just being real. And it's hard sometimes to get them to see that. It's real hard sometimes. But I mean, you can only do what you supposed to do. You can't do what anybody else supposed to do. You know what I mean? You get in and handle your job. It's not for you to critique. It's not for you to tell a person what to do, what's not to do. Because then why are you telling them what to do? Guess what? You're not doing your job right, boo-boo. So get off me, because I'm not a vet, but I'm a professional. And I'm good at what I do. So that being said, you get your craft up to my level, and then we'll see if you can talk. But right now, baby, you really can't, sweetie, you can't talk because I'm the shit. And that's a true story. So let's get this girl on, because she is truly the shit. She has so much talent. It's just ridiculous. She came on my show almost a month ago, and she just spit bars for days. I was amazed. I'm so amazed with her, and I want to see her go way bigger than what she is now. Yes. Okay. Okay. Trying to get everything together for you guys, and our guests haven't called in yet. So I'm hoping she do. I'm not going to stress out. This happened like the last two shows, and I can't like stress out of these people that don't want the opportunity to have their music played or them being seen, you know what I mean, in a brighter light. I do this for you guys. I don't get paid for this. Like, ain't nobody paying me. If I get some sponsors, yeah, but I ain't got no sponsors. I've been sick. So I do this for y'all. And for you not to show up, that's really showing me that you don't appreciate what I'm doing. So you have to go around begging people for interviews or either paying them to play your music and for the interview. And I'm doing this for you free. So that's literally giving me your ass to kiss. And I don't kiss ass. I never have done that. No, I'm a boss. I don't kiss ass. No, you might be kissing mine before I kiss yours. But let's just see if we can get this thing going with her. I'm doing about 20 different things at one time right now. No lie. No lie. I can't even lie to you right now. And trying to get this stuff for you, but you know, when we're following our dreams and we're trying to critique our craft and chasing our dreams, I mean, we're doing literally like 10 things at one time, 10 or 20 things at one time. It's hard. It's hard. But it is what it is. And I love what I do. I love to hear the people's smiles on their faces as much as I love to see them. I love to see them realize their dreams. I mean, be honest with you, I just love it. And I think that is potential in nearly everyone, but they let things pass them. And once the time has passed, it's passed, and there's no going back to that. So, you know, you have to make best of the time, the opportunities that you have. I don't feel like anyone should let opportunity pass them, because if you do that, then what do you have? Like, be honest. Like, what do you have if you do that? You've let your whole life pass you by. And there's literally nothing you can do about it. I don't know if you actually hear me pecking at this keyboard. I am working. I promise you I'm working. I promise you. And I'm just trying to get everything together and have you guys a great show with the time we have left. And that's about it. That is about it. So, let's see if we can get in touch with Miss Annie O. Okay, I see she's been on her 26 minutes ago. I really think she's an amazing artist, though, to be honest with you. And just because I don't want to have the continuity of a failed show, I'm going to go ahead and, let's see, play one of her songs. Because I want you guys to be able to hear her talent. It would have been very nice. You know, it would have been very nice to have her to introduce the music and have everything she has going on presented to you guys, but she's about to call right now. Okay. And I'm sorry, this show is just lagged. I really apologize for this. It really wasn't my intention. It really was not my intention. But it happened. I mean, it's my fault. But I won't make that mistake again. It gets too hard. It really does. To try to do my thing and bring folks things, you know, to life also. It's hard. But I'm sure she's called in. Let's see. She said she was about to call in right now. All right, Miss Annie O is available.
Hey.
What's up, Miss Annie O?
What's up?
You, baby, you and all of your bars. I was telling my listeners about all of your talent. I'm sure they've seen your picture, but I haven't told them how beautiful you are. I've just been telling them how talented you are and about your music. To me, you are the next up-and-coming big female artist. Like, seriously, I really like your style, your rhythm. I mean, what you're saying. I can relate to everything you're saying, me being me. But, you know, I expect that a lot of people can relate to you. Could you tell me a little bit about yourself, like where you're from and how you managed to migrate down to the South?
Okay, well, I'm born and raised in Detroit, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And I moved to the South based off opportunity. Like, I don't know if you heard, you know, so much about Detroit and, you know, the mishaps that Detroit seems to take and the losses they seem to take. But I moved here for opportunity, you know. and be able to get the opportunity I couldn't get there. As far as like the marketing of the music, the you know, uh-huh. The shows, and you know, it's a lot of things that you can't do there. So I said, I moved down here based off a dream. I said, I'm going to go to Atlanta, and I'm going to make some out of it. I don't care what nobody say. I'm going to go down there, and I'm going to make the best out of it. And I've been doing that ever since.
That's right. So when did you see your following begin to explode? Because, like, everybody's screaming, Annie-O, Annie-O, Annie-O. You know, I'm thinking you're going to break out and say, the sun will come out tomorrow. I mean, you're awesome. Do you sing also? I love your voice.
Nah, I don't sing. I got a singing song, but like I don't do like the rap and singing thing.
Okay.
But I mean, that is a good idea. I might try it. I might have to try that.
Nah, I mean, you sound like you sing also. So
no.
At what age did you come into your musical talent?
Well, I started writing my first song when I was 9. You know, I used to go to the School of Performing Arts, and I was acting in plays and, you know, stuff like that, and playing the piano. And I started doing that when I was a kid. But when I got about 17 is when I said,
mm-hmm.
okay, I'm going to take it seriously. I'm going to, like, rap for real. For real, for real.
Yeah.
And I wrote my first mixtape, and I put it on NatPiff, and I got a good response from it, and I just kept on with it. But I can say I've been really pushing it professionally for real, for only about 3 years. So these 3 years it's been crazy because I've been hitting the ground running. You know, it's a lot of people who be like, man, I can't believe you've been only doing it for 3. It's like, a lot of people say I came out of nowhere. But I just hit the ground running.
That's right, like a boss. That's all we know how to do. You know what I mean? When we hit that ground, we ain't running. I'd be damned if I fall. You know what I mean? If I had to fall on a few people and bounce back up off them, I'm not going to fall. I'm not going to fail. I can't fail. I got too much riding on you. So I really understand where you're coming from with this. Your song, Smash Nanami, where did that come from?
Smash on sight.
Oh, Smash on sight.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. No lie. I mean, you know, it says Smash Nanami. So I'm my bad.
It says Smash No Amy. That was the file up in my bad. But yeah, the name of the song is Smash on Sight.
Okay.
And I have the video on YouTube. You can check it out. It's on my YouTube page, YouTube Annie-O. But I guess you could say it's the new edition of Luck If You Buck, like, you know what I'm saying? Get the crowd turned up, you know.
Yeah.
Get kicked out the club type of song. So,
yeah, okay.
You know, I always get a good response when I'm doing that song.
I actually made
that song by mistake.
Really?
I made that song by mistake, and it just ended up being something everybody loved.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So, why don't you introduce it?
All right, well, this is my single, Annie-O, Smash on Sight, featuring Amy Luciani.
Boss. Okay.
Smash is the art of it.
Uh-huh.
I'ma be the first to hit. So whatever coming to you, it's what you ought to get. Try to stand tall, that Glock gon' knock you back down. You call the cops, they go ahead, choppers in the background. Who gon' act now? Who gon' retaliate? I'ma take your time bomb. These shrimps don't make me detonate. When you hear the click clack, the chit chat is over with. You make me mad, I'ma beat your ass till I'm over it. They got a hard head, but I'ma teach you. Uh-huh. Put on the ski mask and let the Glock blast. It's the Grim Reaper, cause they ain't about that like you bad, you gon' get that ass.
I ain't playing with these chicks. When I see ya, I'ma stump ya. What you heard about me is true. It ain't just word of mouth. I gotta put my team on, cause you know my team strong. She had to fight with Reeves on. This finna be my theme song.
Theme song.
She better hope that just don't be her ringtone. Thirsty chicks in the clean gone. Don't talk tough, get your swing on. Cam gang, you can't sleep on this. My whole team gon' eat on this. You can give it to me, I'ma take mine. You gon' say I devoted. Chicks jump me, then I know I'm hitting two or three. My crew gon' follow through with the other two. They gon' keep them game. I go by the name of Pretty Fly. For my team, I ride or die. Smashing up a four time a sign. My whole motto is do or die.
Smash on sight, smash on, smash on sight, 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 smash on sight. You say you bad, you gon' get that ass. Smash on sight.
Love it, love it, love it. Let me just ask you this. The role you play is so sexy, feminine, but at the same time, like, bossed up, like, masculine. You know what I mean? And I know in this industry that it's hard to kind of come in and shut some of them boys up, you know what I mean, portraying to be men or just making good beats. They might get a fat beat and then start talking about some fucking cornbread and collard greens and all that. I mean, you know, they ain't really got nothing to their dialogue. They ain't really gotten into to their lyrics. So I want to know, like, have it been hard for you to come into a male, predominantly male-ran industry trying to create waves?
It's definitely been hard. It's definitely been hard, number one, because I don't exploit myself. You know, I don't really do too much.
Like women.
And I get asked to a lot. So it's definitely been hard. And it's also been hard because men have pride issues and they tend to not want to give women their credit. You know what I mean? I always get a, yes, I, right. You know what I'm saying?
Instead of saying, that's good.
Like, I like that shit. Like, that's hot.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, get your pride.
Usually the ones that give me that, usually the ones that give me that credit be the ones that's not rappers. Like, but the dudes that rappers, it's always, you know, something negative.
You know
why? It could
because
be
their balls just shrunk about a foot. You know what I mean? They got little grapes, like not even grape raisins down there at that point when you finish with them bars on them. So they don't know how to handle you. Like, seriously, they don't know how to handle you. And they're wondering, where did this bra come from? Like, where she been? And they're really hoping that no one that would have gave them any kind of chance see you because they know that you're going to take their opportunity. You're an opportunity snatcher. So, you know, I mean, to me, they need to just respect you. All the bulls to the side, you know what I mean? Nicki Minaj, she came in. And I'm going to tell you something about Nicki. That girl can rap. I like her bars. Like, I mean, she making all right songs. But at the end of the day, her ass is keeping her valid. It's not her music so much so now. It's her ass. I just feel like that all plays out. That gets flat or infected and all that sooner or later. But, I mean, you are just you. You coming out with pure talent, raw, live, and you're very embraceable to me. Like, you they can embrace you
I'm real down to earth, and, you know, I mean, I kick it, you know what I'm saying? And I'm also a type of personality where I can walk in different walks of life. Like, I could go to the hood, I can go to the suburbs, you know what I'm saying? I could go anywhere because I'm comfortable with me and what I have to offer to people. You know what I'm saying? So I think people more so respect my attitude and my demeanor and the fact that I'm so self-confident. You know what I'm saying? Well, I don't get intimidated easy, nor do I scare easy. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
I think that's kind of like a gift and a curse. It's a gift because people know not to mess with me. And then it's a curse because, you know, people who might be good for me be like, damn, I wanted to talk to you, but I thought you was mean. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they don't know how to approach you, but you're very approachable. Right. I mean, if they're coming to you about talent and, you know, stuff like that, I don't see you getting wrong with anyone because you're very approachable to me, because the only subject that we would be speaking on is your talent. And probably, girl, where you get your hair did at? I'm feeling it. Your lashes, too. You know what I mean? You know, yeah. I mean, I'm all for lifting anybody up. But more than anything, a woman in this industry, it is hard. You look at the movie Mean Girls and you think that this is just a movie. No, them hoes will push you down from self for real. Seriously. You know, and it's just hard. It's hard when you're trying to establish yourself. But 3 years, I've been in the movie industry 3 years. And so, to me, I've came a long way, you know. And to me, I know you have to be. Have you seen the growth in you? Have you seen growth?
Yeah, definitely. I definitely seen growth, you know, from when I first started. Like, I did a name change. I did an image change. When I first came out, I wasn't the same name or the same image. So I definitely see a growth in me being an artist. Within the songs I make, the concepts I come up with lyrically, you know, it's a lot of things that has grown. So, yeah, I can say that.
Have you been called a tomboy?
Yeah, I've been called that my whole life.
Me too.
My whole life.
So, like, you falling in this genre is just not even hard. It's like breathing for you, isn't it?
Right. It's just like that. It's real easy. The hard part I can say is I'm having a hard time dealing with, I guess you could say, being politically correct. Like, I'm more of a say-what-I-want-to-say type of person, say exactly how I feel, and regardless if it's wrong or right, that's how I feel. But as an artist that appeal to so many people, you kind of got to watch your mouth a little bit.
Yeah.
You kind of got to watch what you say. And that's becoming,
and it's not being
fake.
It's not being fake. It's just becoming, you're growing into your own. You know, like, you just have to be mindful because everybody's not going to be on your level. You know what I mean? Like, you put yourself out there with talent. But you just, like you said, you have to be mindful of everybody else around you. You never know who can make or break you, you know.
Right.
And who's related to who and what situation they're in their life. So I want to start this movement for these women, you know, uplifting women and encouraging them to do what you do, because I think that takes so much talent to me. You're very talented. And this song... before we go into your next song, could you tell us more about the grudge match and what inspired that? Because I love the idea, and I think you can take it so much farther from here. But my thing is this women thing. I think that if we come together and try to create a creative, active point for women to actually get in the industry or at least be able to come and see if they got the talent, like the grudge match you have. Like, if, you know, you have them regularly and just scout out talent, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can actually be a force for women, and they'll be actually looking for you and wanting to be like you and wanting to be, you know what I mean, in your swag, because they want to rap. Like, there's a lot of people thinking they can rap. A lot of them can't. And
right.
Instead of them getting mistreated or sexually exploited, I mean, I feel like you would be a great person to give them direction.
Well, for the grudge match is this, I call it the grudge match first and foremost is because this is a little beef that Atlanta and Savannah tend to have. And that's something that happened way before I even got here. You know what I'm saying? So I think we should.
Look, it ain't at home.
Yeah. It ain't me, but
ain't
I say
you.
Maybe I should take that and make something out of it. You know, I'm going to take Atlanta and I'm going to bring it to Savannah, and I'm going to let y'all network. You know what I'm saying? Because Savannah people, they want to come to Atlanta because, you know, they see the big lights and they watch TV and, you know, they don't realize that it's only 4 hours away. So it's like, okay,
exactly.
I'm going to bring Atlanta to y'all. Y'all can do y'all networking and possibly come to Atlanta. I'm also doing mixing for the artists that I think hot. You know, I told them, look, if you hot, I'll mix your song for free. We might even set up where you can get a video shot because, you know, I mix and I do videos as well. So I said, well, we might could set up something, you know, just so everybody can get something out of it. So everybody can get some networking done. So everybody can, you know, move to the next level because it's a new year and people got to be able to say, so at the end of this year, people got to be able to say, this is what I achieved this year. It's about moving to a new mark and not being in the same place you was last year.
That's right. That is right. That is right. And I can totally feel you on that. And I'm glad you created the grudge match. So what have your talent been looking like coming to, you know, apply for the grudge match?
I've been having some real nice artists. I've been having artists of different ethnic backgrounds. Got some white ones, some black ones. I got even an Asian dude, like, you know, I didn't even realize that Asians even embraced hip hop. So that's something new for me. I can't wait to hear what he got. So that's something new. But we doing it, you free, you perform free. You know, so it's not like people pressed about money or people trying to scam or any of that. You know, it's a free event. Only thing they paying for is to get in, just like you would get in any other place. But it's just basically a networking event. You do your thing, whoever like you, work with you, offering whatever it is they have to offer. Like, you know, you ain't going to get signed to no major deal off of it, but it's people in the building that can offer you something that you didn't have before you walked in there. So I think that's the plan for it. That's the plan to offer them something they didn't have before they walked in there. Whether it be videos, mixing, a show in Atlanta, a studio in Atlanta, whatever it is that they need. You know, people print T-shirts. You got people that's doing duplications, graphics in the building. Like, you know, everybody network because there's a lot of these rappers that got more than one talent. You know, like myself. They be rappers / graphic designers / T-shirt designers. You know, all that. So I'm just ready to see what it do. $10 to get in all night. $6 if you pay online. Hosted by me. Also hosted by ChinaDial 912. You know, brought to you by myself and on Hustle Boy. And on Levi Road in Hardeeville, South Carolina. 2197. Levi Road, Hardeeville, South Carolina, on the 30th, January 30th. Hello?
Hi. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Hey. I lost you for a minute. I was asking if just in case they were slow and couldn't get all the information, is there a page or a website they can check out?
I got it all over my social network as well as on Hustle Boy. So you can follow me on Twitter at @AnnieOakley_CL. Follow me on Instagram at @AnnieOakley_CL. On Facebook, @AnnieCLOakley. You can also follow Unc Hustle Boy at Unc Hustle Boy. You know, Twitter is at Unc Hustle Boy. Instagram at Unc Hustle Boy. But we just got it all over the internet. I mean, we promote this so deep that you might can even probably Google the event, to be honest.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Google Grudge Match, because they have been promoting it for months now, myself included, and they have a great lineup of artists. And is it too late for people to come?
No.
I mean, to perform?
Not too late. Nope, it's not too
late.
You can hit me up to book me. You can call 678-266-7097. Again, that number is 678-266-7097. Again, the slots are free. And we will not be taking bookings at the door. So if you want to get books, you have until the day before. Matter of fact, I'm going to give y'all to the day of. You have until doors open. Doors open at 10 o'clock. So you have until 10 o'clock on the day of to get your bookings. But after 10 o'clock, slots are closed. Because we ain't going to be dealing with the headache of people just walking in through the door and they want to perform. We ain't dealing with that. So you want to be handled professionally, present yourself professionally.
That's right. And speaking of profession, man, I tell you, you know, you might think I'm kidding, man. Some of these people just so far from professional, but they want to be interviewed. And you have to watch what you say and who you say it to, because some people can really damage your career. Like you were saying, you know, you have to watch, you know, what you say and everything. I mean, the industry, when people come into music or anything dealing with industry, whether it's movie, television, music, modeling, whatever, they're thinking, oh, it's a lot of money. No, you got to come in this game hustling, and you got to be able to pay your dues, because ain't nothing free, and, you know, you got to have talent for that. But speaking of talent, we're going to go into your song, Annie O, Get Rich. What inspired you to write this, besides money?
It's not really like, if you listen to the hook, it's about making money, but it's also about, like, me kind of feeling like the underdog. Like, people, you know, hating and throwing backlash and being negative, and I'm like, okay, y'all doing all that, but I'm going to fuck around and get rich on y'all. That's what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying?
It's more so
of a in-your-face type of track, because I already know. Like, you just gotta have the know-how, which I have. You gotta have the hustle. You gotta have the respect to be able to get rich. So I said, you know, y'all keep being haters, and y'all gonna see. And that's basically
like,
the concept of the track.
Yeah, to me, you didn't come to play. You came to win. Exactly. You know, that's how I feel. Like, I didn't come to play. I came to win. So to me, you already got your boxing gloves tied up, you know what I mean? You iced your hands, you ready. So you coming out swinging. So, I mean, to me, if they don't respect you, they need to just get the fuck out your way, because to me, you ain't playing. And I'm giving you respect as a woman and as someone listening to your music. As a woman and an artist, I'm listening and giving you your respect, because, I mean, you deserve it. You deserve it.
I appreciate it.
I'm going to give them a... Oh, it's no problem. I'm going to give them a little bit more taste of you, Miss Annie O, Get Rich, Boss.
You got nothing on me. You know it.
Yo.
I know.
Let's go. Let's ballin' like a motherfucker. I get money like a blow. Let's go at the intersection. I'm just doing it shit for show. Got my fam in here with me, bustin' bottles in the view. All these haters hate, know me. I'ma fuck around and get rich. I'ma fuck around and get rich. Get rich. I'ma fuck around and get rich. Get rich. I'ma fuck around and get fuck around and get rich. Get rich. I'ma fuck around and get rich.
Okay.
Be getting mad when they see me pulling that whip. Finna get me a Cadillac to wheel and throw diesel in that bitch. They say I shouldn't hang around fellas that say, nigga, I know. And they put me up on gang, and ain't that one no hoe. Ain't nobody fucking with me. I put on at my show. Call me Andy O'Clear, Andy O, but don't say Andy without O. I ain't for kissing no ass. I can do the shit on my own. I'm the only bitch in the room, and that's just far as I know. Got my team in here with me, busted bottles in a bill. You can bill if you wanna, you gon' get hit in your shit. All these niggas call me bougie, cause the best lick in my glass. And my whip ain't got no mileage, and my weed go down to my ass. Ballin' like a motherfucker, I get money like a blow. Like a pepper in a section, I'm just doing it shit for show. Got my fam in here with me, busted bottles in a bill. All these haters hate, know me, I'ma fuck around and get rich. I'ma fuck around and get rich. I'ma fuck around and get rich.
Okay. for real.
We popping bottles, my team winning. We starting hard right in front of you. You should look at me as an icon. I'm showing you shit you supposed to do. I don't care about your attitude. Done with him. You can have your dude. He don't matter to me like he matter to you. Need money, bitch. Cash flow.
Got my team in here with me. Busting bottles in the dip. In the dip. If you wanna, you gon' get hit in your shit. All your niggas call me bougie, cause the best lick in my glass. And my whip ain't got no mileage, and my whip go out to my ass. Ballin' like a motherfucker, I get money like a blow. Flex your ass up in a section, I'm just doing it shit for show. Got my fam in here with me, bustin' bottles in the view. All you haters hate, know me, I'ma fuck around and get rich. I'ma fuck around and get rich. Get rich. I'ma fuck around and get rich. Get rich. I'ma fuck around.